Mishnah Beis, we learned in the previous perek that when it comes to an Erev Chatzeiros and a Shidduch Mevayos, the minimum amount of food which each participant, each member of the Erev Chatzeiros or the Shidduch Mevayos has to give is the size of a kugegeres, the size of a dried fig. We learned that if there's lots of people, then you never need to make it larger altogether than the size of 18 gregeres, which is the amount of 2 meals worth, but that is the maximum for everybody put together. On the other hand, the Mishnah now tells us that kamahu shi'urei, how much is the minimum shira, the minimum amount which each participant, each member needs to give for the Eir of Tchumen? The answer is mezayin she'seudeis l'chol echad, 2 meals worth for each member. For every single person who wants to be part of the Eir of Tchumen, there has to be 2 meals worth there. And the reason for this difference is because, as we have learned, the purpose of an Eir of Tchumen is to define one's mokum hashavisa as being in the place of the Eirov. The Mokum HaShavisa is the place where he is considered to be living. And so for that, you need a lot of food. You need a real day's worth of food, because you're considered to be living there for Shabbos. Whereas when it comes to an Erev Chatzeiros or Shidduch Mevayos, that's not saying that you live there. Rather, it's saying that everybody is joint together as one unit. So for that, you only need a little bit of food, and therefore the size of a kugegeres, of a dried fig, is enough. Now, how exactly does one define 2 meals worth? So there's a very interesting machlokes over here. Mezonei l'chol v'lo l'shabbos div Rabbi Meir. It's the amount of food which he would eat on a weekday, and not the amount he would eat on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Meir. So 2 weekday meals is the amount that he has to put there. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, l'shabbos v'lo l'chol, we judge it by how much he eats in 2 meals on a Shabbos and not on a weekday. And the Mishnah notes that zev ozem is kavin l'hokel, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were intending to be lenient. They were intending to refer to the smaller amount. Rabbi Meir holds that on a weekday one eats less bread in a meal. On Shabbos people tend to eat more, the food is tastier so they're going to eat more bread, and therefore the smaller amount, the smaller meal, is going to be a weekday meal, so that is all that one needs for a Erev Tchumen. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Shabbos, since one eats 3 different meals, instead of only 2 meals, so in each meal he tends to eat a bit less bread. And because of that, that is considered to be the smaller amount, and so that is what is needed for the 2 meals worth, which are for the Erev. The Mishnah now has a third opinion for the amount of bread which is needed for the Erev Tchumen. This is more of a complicated opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka says, Mekikar bepundiyon, it has to be a loaf of bread which is worth a pundiyon, which is a type of coin, me'arbasin besela, when one can buy 4 se'ah of flour of grain with 1 sela coin. Now, how much is that exactly? So, there are 48 pundiyon in a sela. 1 sela coin is worth 48 pundiyon coins. That's fact number 1. Fact number 2 is that 4 se'ah, 4 se'in, is equivalent to 576 beitzim. A se'ah is a volume. Beitz is the size of an egg, also a volume. So, 1 se'ah is 144 beitzim. And 4 se'ah is 576 beitzim. So if 576 beitzim, i.e. 4 se'ah, can be bought with 1 sela coin, that is the same as saying that 576 beitzim can be bought for 48 pundiyon. So if 48 pundiyon can buy 576 beitzim, then 1 pundiyon can buy 12 beitzim. 576 divided by 48 is 12. So that is the amount which the Mishnah is referring to. However, the Gemara explains that this is how much grain or how much flour one can buy with 1 pundiyon. But we're talking about bread, and in general, bread costs double the amount of the grain. Since the baker had to process it into bread himself, he had to spend that time doing it, he would generally charge double its worth in grain. So if 1 pundiyon can buy 12 beitzim of grain, then it can buy 6 kebeitzim, the size of 6 eggs, of bread. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, that the loaf of bread used for each person for the Erev Tchumen has to be at least the size of 6 eggs. Alright, and the fourth opinion for the amount of bread which is needed, Rabbi Shimon says, Shtei yodos lekikar, 2/3 of a loaf misholish lekav, when a loaf is defined as a third of a kav. A kav is the equivalent of 24 kebeitzim, the size of 24 eggs, so a third of a kav is 8 eggs, and 2/3 of a third of a kav is 5 1/3 kebeitzim. So whereas Rabbi Shimon said it has to be the size of 6 kebeitzim, Rabbi Shimon is slightly more lenient, and he says that it only needs to be the size of 5 1/3 kebeitzim. Now, once we've calculated the amount of 2 meals worth, The Mishnah uses these calculations to apply them to two different cases, not related to Erevin. But the first one relates to a house which has tsaras on it. Tsaras are certain types of spots which can appear either on a person, on one's clothes, or on a house. And wherever it does appear, the person or the clothes or the house becomes tomei. Now, if somebody enters a house which has tsaras, then he himself becomes tomei, but his clothes do not become tomei. But if he enters the house and then stays in the house for enough time to eat a meal, even if he doesn't actually eat a meal, but if he stays in there for enough time to eat a meal, then not only does he become tomei, but even his clothes become tomei. So since we just went through the long calculation of what exactly two meals worth is, we can easily work out what one meal's worth is. So as the Mishnah Chetzel of Isamanuga, half of the amounts we just mentioned would be the shear, would be the minimum amount for someone who enters a house which has tsaras on it. So according to Birchman Bereka, who said that two meals worth is the equivalent to six kebetzim, so if one enters a house of tsaras for enough time to eat three kebetzim, then his clothes would be tomei. Now, for Rabbi Shimon, it's slightly more complicated. The Gemara explains that it's not actually half of 5 1/3 eggs, according to Rabbi Shimon, but the amount would be the amount of time it takes to eat 4 eggs, which is slightly more than half. The reason being that, according to Rabbi Shimon, we were extra lenient when it comes to a Ruvin, since it's Midrabanan. But since the Tumah of somebody who enters a house of Tsaras is Midoraisa, so we're slightly more strict, and we view one meal's worth as being 4 kebetzim, whereas when we calculate the two meals of, when it comes to Erevin, two meals is 5 1/3 kebetzim, so over there the meals are calculated as smaller than when it comes to Tsaras. Alright, and the next halacha which we apply these calculations to is somebody who eats tomei food. The halacha is that midrabanon he becomes tomei with a small degree of tumah, a low-level tumah, and that low-level tumah means that he is forbidden to eat trumah or korbanos. So if he is a kohen, he cannot eat trumah or korbanos when he has that tumah on him, but it's a very low-level tumah. If he touches anything, he can't actually make anything else tomei, but it prevents him from eating trumah or korbanos. Now, how much tomei food does he have to eat in order to gain that level of tumah? V'chatzi chetzia, half of those amounts, so a quarter of the amounts we said, meaning half a meal's worth, that's the amount that one would have to eat, lifsol es hagvia, to invalidate the body, meaning to make the body tomei with regards to eating trumah or korbanos.